Joined now by former member of the Eskimos, now long-term member of the Calgary Stampeders. They've won 11 straight over the Eskimos, but I think something more important we're going to discuss today. Randy Chevrier joins us back in the show. Chevy, how you doing?
How you doing, Jason? Long time no speak.
It has been a while. How are you?
I'm great. Just enjoying the first official day of winter, or as my three-year-old likes to call it, Christmas.
Oh yes, nice. Yeah.
So no, that's what's going on. You know, we have a day off from practice today, so we'll get back at it tomorrow. But yeah, I was enjoying some time. Now I'm off to pick up my my other son from school, hockey camp, and his first football game in the snow at McMahon. So that'll be fun.
Oh, that'll be great. Yeah, see the kids. We got to have their attitude. They see snow, they just see it as an opportunity. So it's perfect. Now, Randy, the Stampeders and the Eskimos, I know you guys battle hard on the field, but you guys are teaming up with the Alberta Council of Women's Shelters, a new initiative called the Leading Change. I know you're going to be part of it. Talk about this and why you felt it was so important to become a part of this.
Well, you know, we were approached to be part of this initiative early in, I believe it was March. And, you know, most of the guys that were approaching the Stampeders, I can speak for myself, Keon Raymond and Anthony Parker, were all over the community initiatives. And it was another opportunity really to get out there and do something great for the community. When we got to our actual training, which is, you know, the first time we've ever been trained for some sort of a community event or endeavor, we really had our eyes open to the whole plight of domestic and gender-based violence issues. You know, the first question that was asked of us is, if you can think of one person in your life, one woman in your life that you love, raise your hand. And you know, to a man in that room, you know, we can all think of one, two, you know, 10 people, 10 women in our lives that we absolutely love, that we would do anything to see not get hurt. And, you know, we were in the room, I mentioned those Stampeder guys, but alongside Matt Nichols, Mike Riley, Ryan King, members of the BC Lions, and a few other members of the Edmonton community there, and it was such an eye-opening experience. And what you take away from that, you know, I really feel like we're underserving the female population with the way we do things.
And it's unique because you guys are actually going to talk with junior football players about the importance, you know, men and boys play as far as domestic violence and, you know, prevention. And I guess today, obviously, with the video and what's happening with Ray Rice, it's pretty fitting, Randy, that it is. You know, we've had some people say, well, football is a violent sport and that leads to it. And I don't buy that argument for a second. You know, it's a big problem in society. And, you know, how do you did you ever have somebody come talk to you when you were a young football player?
No, not at all. And first and foremost, we realize, first of all, that what we understand is domestic violence and gender-based violence is a man's issue. Now, there's always going to be those guys that come up and try and say, "Oh, you know, women do things to guys too," but the majority of the time, the women's shelters or the shelters in Alberta are overflowing and busting at the seams, not because women are abusing men, but because men are abusing women and their families. So that's the first point to make. The second point to make is we weren't approached because it was a football issue. We were approached because, one, we have a platform that can cross many demographics, rich, poor, men, children, old and young. And that was important to get to the point across. And the other thing is football is a very macho type, you know, in parentheses, violent sports that seems to bring out some of the very characteristics that we see in these cases. And so it was a natural fit for us to be ambassadors for this, to use our platform so that we can go out and tell guys around, you know, whether it's junior football players, we've done high school teams, we'll be doing university teams, to say, hey, listen, this is not right. What's going on in society and the messages we're getting, just because people aren't saying anything about what's going on, we have a choice in how we react. And doing things like, you know, we've seen in the Ray Rice video is not the way society should work.
Randy Chevy of the Calgary Stampeders joins us. And Randy, because, you know, the NFL suspends, you know, and the Ravens release Ray Rice. The problem doesn't go away. He goes back home. Who knows what he does now, because the spotlight's not going to be on him. And, you know, I doubt that was the first time. if we don't ever actually do anything to look at the root of the problem, right? That's really kind of the, what the initiative here is to get more conversation going.
Right. You know, I just, I guess about an hour before I was on your show, I kind of went on a Twitter rant about, you know, the role we play as a society in creating the monsters we fear. You know, whether it's messages in pop culture, whether it's music, videos, internet, you know, our role models as sports athletes, the things that we introduce and allow our children to assimilate into their knowledge base is what affects how they're going to deal with situations in real life. So, yeah, the Ray Rice situation is a situation in which this man is going to have to face the consequences of his actions. But if we just look at that and say, okay, well, he has to face consequences and that's it, we're not going to solve any problems. And it's any social issue. It's homophobia. It's, you know, it's ageism. It's gender-based violence. It's, you know, the problems with, you know, we talk about this in the government on talk radios all the time. You know, all these Native women being murdered and the root cause people don't want to get to. But there are root causes to this. And if we can kind of attack them and hit these issues where they take shape in someone's brain, then we have a better chance of eliminating these situations down the road.
Do you feel it's the responsibility of pro leagues and players like yourself to kind of lead these initiatives?
You know, I do a lot of anti-bullying work. I do this work. I teach in schools, and I have kids. And I can go to a five-year-old and tell me what was the most famous line from Spider-Man, and a five-year-old will stand up in a crowd of 600 kids and tell me that with great power comes great responsibility. So, I mean, does everyone feel it's their responsibility? That's in the professional sport with a platform like we have. I don't know. I mean, I know my platform in the CFL isn't as elevated as someone, say, in the NHL or in the NBA. But my belief and the guys that I think undertake this, whether it's the guys in the Eskimos, BC Lions, or Calgary Stampeders or wherever, I think their belief is the same as mine, that if you do have some sort of power to affect change, even in the smallest way, it is your responsibility to use it. And I mean, I try and use that power every day with my three little boys. If all I contribute to society is three boys that grow up and become men that go out and hopefully make right decisions, and those right decisions include not hitting women and not, you know, perpetrating acts of violence, then that's a start. So we all have that power, you know, but some of us have a broader scope of power, and yeah, I do believe it's my responsibility to use it properly.
Randy Chevrier joins us. Randy, Ray Rice is, you know, he's a football player, but he's a guy just like anybody else, and unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of domestic abuse going on at the hands of just everyday, you know, guys and girls, you know, abusing men. We should never forget about that because that happens as well. But if somebody's in your locker room and you see something, do you find, has it changed enough where guys would stand up if they saw one of their teammates disrespecting their girlfriend or wife to the point, like, would guys stand up and say something? Has it got to that point? Because a lot of people still don't want to, you know, go through that awkwardness of saying, hey, that's not how you do it.
Yeah, I you know, I'd like to say it has changed for the better, but I don't know if it has. You know, again, so many messages in pop culture that sort of, you know, the world of professional sports and pop culture have become so intertwined these days, which is a topic for another day. But yes, you know, the stuff that's going on out there, the messages that young men, young boys are getting, desensitizes them to the point where they don't know exactly what's right or what's wrong or what's acceptable and what's unacceptable. And you know, It takes courage and it takes leadership to stand up and confront those issues when they happen. I mean, you always have a choice to do something in those situations, and it's just what you choose to do.
Randy, well said. Always good to talk to you. I know we can talk football other times, but I think this is a great initiative that you and the Stampeders and the Lions and the Eskimos are all a part of in conjunction with the Alberta Council of Women's Shelters, hoping to stop domestic violence and speaking to young men and boys about their role and how they can play it. It's outstanding, man. It was great to catch up with you. I'll have to do it again soon.
Great catching up with you, Jason, and appreciate the time on the phone. And, yeah, just want to say hi to everyone in Edmonton. It's been a while.
You betcha.